CRI News, this is Wen Jie. The election methods for the 19th National Congress of the Communist Party of China have been approved at a presidium meeting. Liu Yunshan, Secretary General of the Congress, briefed the meeting about the proposed name lists for the candidates of members and alternate members of the new CPC Central Committee, as well as members of the party's discipline watchdog. The proposed name lists will be submitted to all delegations for consideration. Meanwhile, a name list of ballot scrutineers has also been approved by the presidium and will be ratified by the Congress before the final vote begins. The Chinese Ministry of Culture says the country will build national cultural demonstration zones to serve as a driving force for cultural development. The first batch of 10 zones include the Chengde Mountain Resort in Hebei Province, Beijing Road Culture-Oriented Core Area in Guangdong Province, and White Horse Lake Creative Eco-City in Zhejiang Province. The zones will be named National Cultural Demonstration Zones after examinations in 3 years' time. The zones feature industries ranging from tourism, fine arts, and entertainment to design and animation. Spanish media reports suggest the country's government is set to apply Article 155 of the Spanish Constitution to suspend the autonomy of the Catalan region based on the Catalan government's disobedience. The Spanish government, whose cabinet has discussed the specific measures to implement according to the article, justified the decision based on the rebel, systematic, and conscious disobedience of the regional government of Catalonia. Spanish Prime Minister Rajoy says the president of the Catalan government has failed to clarify whether he had declared independence of the region after a referendum declared illegal by Spain's constitutional court. The Spanish government previously gave the Catalan government 2 deadlines earlier this week to clarify whether independence of the region was declared, and if so, to retract that pronouncement. As many as 71 people were killed and 83 others wounded when 2 separate suicide bombs ripped through 2 mosques in the Afghan capital Kabul and Western Ghor province, respectively, on Friday evening. Official figures show a total of 41 worshippers were killed and 61 others wounded after a suicide bomber detonated explosives in a Shiite mosque west of Kabul. Meanwhile, 30 people have been killed and 22 others wounded when an assailant struck a mosque in Western Ghor province. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the deadly Kabul attack, while no group has so far commented for the Ghor incident. Philippine authorities say Abu Sayyaf leader Ismilan Hapalan has been killed in an assault in the Philippine southern city of Marawi. The Philippine Defense Ministry has cited the FBI in making the announcement. The Philippine military killed Hapalan and another extremist leader during an assault on Monday. Hapalan, with the alleged link to Islamic State extremists, is one of the most wanted terrorist leaders in the Philippines. He was among those who led a May 23rd attack on Marawi. More than 1,000 people have been killed in the ongoing war that broke out after that, prompting Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte to place the region under martial law. On Tuesday, Duterte declared to have liberated Marawi from the IS militants. Chinese tech giant Huawei says its mobile phone shipments have exceeded 100 million in the first 3 quarters of this year. That figure represents a 19% increase year-on-year. The company says the growth raised its operating revenue by more than 30% from January to September. The number of Huawei retail outlets has increased by 19% year-on-year to 42,300 worldwide. Meanwhile, Huawei also says it is planning medium and high-end products to expand its global market and upgrade its brand image. Huawei has now passed Apple to become the world's second-largest mobile phone company in market share in June and July, trailing only behind Samsung. China's Hainan Airlines has opened a direct air route connecting Chongqing and New York. The inaugural flight, HU-415, took off at 10 p.m. Friday from the Chongqing Jiangbei International Airport. The flight is scheduled for Wednesdays and Fridays and returns on Thursdays and Saturdays from JFK International Airport. Flight duration is around 15 hours. The route is the first direct connection between China's southwest and New York. Chongqing Airport has 67 international routes, and more will be launched to Melbourne, Vientiane, Hanoi, and Ho Chi Minh City this year. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.